for Walker.
Ready to step in. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Polls show most Americans think President Biden's too old for a second term. Vice President Kamala Harris says every VP understands the responsibility they may have to take over the job, but that Joe Biden's going to be fine.
A substantial amount of time we spend together is in the Oval Office, where I see how his ability to understand issues and weave through complex issues in a way that no one else can to make smart and important decisions on behalf of the American people have played out.
Vice President Harris there in an interview with the Associated Press in Jakarta, Indonesia, for a regional summit. Another leader with questions about his age, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, back at the Capitol, does not directly address freezing up again during a public appearance last week. He says it got a lot of attention.
But I assure you, August was a busy and productive month for me and my staff back in the Commonwealth.
He's been cleared to work by the Capitol's attending physician. Secretary of State Antony Blinken back in Ukraine as a show of support.
Secretary Blinken arrived in Kiev this morning, hours after the city's air defenses reportedly thwarted another Russian missile attack. Mr. Blinken is expected to meet Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and the Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba. He's also expected to announce another $1 billion plus funding package. But there will also be discussions about Ukraine's ongoing counteroffensive, bankrolled in a huge way by the US and its allies. The initiative is making slow progress, and Ukraine's defense minister is now being replaced. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
The 13th named storm of what's been an above-average hurricane season so far is moving over the Atlantic.
We're watching Lee out in the Atlantic, forecast to become a major hurricane and threaten sections of the Caribbean over the next few days. The U.S. will also have to monitor this potentially dangerous system through the weekend.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close or three of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. 404 gold. That's 833-404-GOLD.
Vietnam War veterans awarded the nation's highest military honor by President Biden.
On a dark night in June 1968, Lieutenant Larry Taylor flew his Cobra helicopter to rescue fellow soldiers surrounded by enemy fighters.
He tried to find an escape route for the unit, his Cobra taking more rounds as he did.
At a ceremony here awarding retired Captain Taylor the Medal of Honor, President Biden recounted how once it became clear a rescue chopper was not on its way,
Lieutenant Taylor received a direct order, return to base. His response was just as direct, I'm getting my men out.
Taylor used his landing lights to distract enemy combatants before landing under heavy fire so American soldiers could jump on the helicopter skids and rocket pods, a first of its kind maneuver. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Georgia's ban on hormone replacement therapy for transgender minors may resume.
A federal judge putting her previous order blocking the ban on hold after a federal appeals court allowed Alabama to enforce its restriction of hormone replacement therapy for transgender people under the age of 18. The Georgia law bars any new patients from starting hormone therapy and most gender-affirming surgeries for trans minors. Patients who were already prescribed puberty-blocking medications and hormone treatment are allowed to continue receiving care. At least 22 states have now enacted laws restricting or banning gender-affirming medical care for transgender minors. Most of those states have been sued. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And Rhode Island gave Amo wins the Democrat special primary for the right to fill David Cicilline's House seat. He resigned in May. Amo's a former aide to Presidents Biden and Obama, the heavy favorite to keep that seat for the Democrats, facing Republican newcomer Gary Leonard in November. Utah Republican special primary is too close to call. The winner faces State Senate Democrat Kathleen Reavy in a race to fill Republican Chris Stewart's House seat. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. The person suspected of shooting two of his relatives in rural Kenny Sunday has been found dead. Jose Munoz, wanted in connection to the murder of his father-in-law and the attempted murder of his son on Kenny Road. 78-year-old John Wesley Anderson died. 21-year-old Keegan Antonio Munoz shot multiple times. Champaign County Crime Stoppers looking for a man who used phony cash last month at a Walgreens. Police say the suspect went into the store at 302 East University Avenue in Urbana August 23rd to deposit cash into a Cash App account. He gave the cashier five $100 bills. That store officials later learned were counterfeit. Construction takes place today on John Street in Champaign. Crews performing storm sewer lining, which will close one westbound lane of John Street between Chicago Avenue and McKinley Avenue. Work planned to be done this afternoon. Minor delays are expected in the work zone. As always, you're encouraged to drive safely. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hey, September 6th. It's Wednesday. Good morning. I'm Stevie J. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
Weather brought to you by Houlihan's.
And they remind you every Thursday between 6 and 8, you've got some kind of jazz combo to entertain you. $7 glass of house wine, a special menu. It's called Patio Play at First and St. Mary. Make sure you're taking in Houlihan's Thursday evenings.
Meteorologist Greg Soya actually heard all the rumbling, the thunder, and everything else going on overnight.
Too.
What kind of totals? Do you any idea what we got overnight?
Well, anywhere between, kind of a range from a tenth to about a quarter. There were some spots, though, as you get east of Champaign in particular, that picked up a quick half to three quarters and almost close to an inch in some of the estimated totals as you get east of about the Wabash there towards Covington, Indiana. Then another separate area with some general quarter to three quarter inch totals up into parts of Iroquois County. And the biggest rainfall totals, and boy, they're getting it pretty good, 3 and 4 inches ultimately in some of those south suburban areas of Chicago, Cook County, Will County, northern and eastern Kankakee counties, where there are flood warnings in effect there till about 9 or 9:45 this morning. So there will be some significant totals there. So a wide range of rainfall there and some pretty good soaking rains from Benton Harbor down to around LaPorte and west to South Bend at the current time. Things are kind of quiet back to the west, but we do have an approaching cold front, and that will push through the area late this morning, early this afternoon. So still not completely done with rainfall chances across the area, although a little more hit miss and random in nature as the day wears on. Again, a delightful air mass shaping up here for the rest of the weekend. Of the weekend, gorgeous weather. That'll include the trek to Lawrence, Kansas as well for Illinois football. A little more showery natured weather. We'll take that short term for next week. In the meantime, 86 today with a partly sunny sky out the door this morning. We're 72 at Willard and Savoy, 70 at Rantoul. So 86 today and another shower thunderstorm chance late morning into the early afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy tonight, cooler, a little less humidity in the air, west-northwesterly breezes, and a low down to 63. Nice day's worth of weather, sun and clouds, and a high up to 74. Northwest wind down to the 50s tomorrow night, sunshine and 73 on Friday. Weekend highs with sunshine of 76 on Saturday. Sunday up to 78 will be down in the 50s through much of next week for overnight lows, so give a break on the AC. A couple of shower chances are back in for Monday, and late Monday, that is, and Tuesday of next week. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Off and running. Good to have John Pudner back on the radio, president of Take Back Action Fund in Milwaukee. He has been through the swamp, but he escaped to Wisconsin. John, how are you?
Fantastic. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, you went to kind of the Benjamin Button reverse aging after you left Washington, didn't you?
Yeah, and I actually tried to always stay about an hour outside of Washington. I never quite got in there.
But every time you went in the city and you came home, you needed a shower, right?
That was tough.
A good friend of mine was recruiting basketball one time, and he got off the road and he said, "You know what? I need a bath." it just kind of what you have to do.
Yeah.
All right, so the Republicans, a little conundrum here. What do they got to deal with here in September?
Oh, nothing much. Just, you know, whether or not they're going to get rid of the speaker. Matt Gaetz suggests that again. Whether or not the government's going to shut down. Whether or not they should impeach the sitting president.
Other than that, there's not a darn thing going on. Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
I'm just so over all this. I don't really trust much. And so I don't know what to do, John. What's a guy to do to figure it out? Because it's just one big club. Shut down the government, please, right? I mean,
Yes, and the you know, the trick is, and I have to come at it from the political side. My policy friends hate me because I'm always talking the politics of it. But the impeachment thing is just, you know, I don't think it's good politically. Forget everything else about it policy-wise and Hunter Biden and everything else for a minute. You know, right now there's a pretty good soundbite conservatives have going, which is the administration of a sitting president is trying to imprison his opponent for office. I mean, if you don't follow anything at all, you know, it's kind of a, okay, yeah, that does sound wrong. Do you want to throw into that? Oh, and by the way, the other side is trying to, you know, kick out the sitting president. You know, it just, to me, it just confuses things. As, you know, box on both houses, you know, as opposed to, I think, a pretty clear messaging that's, you know, actually one of them that's helping conservatives right now that you maybe don't want to step on politically.
Yeah, I mean, what? Just let it go. People know what's going on. I don't know what Hunter Biden did. I don't know if Joe was pay for play. Maybe he was. Hopefully we'll have history write all this. But it kind of all went south with Bill Clinton, didn't it? It's like, I got your guy, I'm going to get your guy, I'm going to get your guy, I'm going to get... It just never stops, man.
Yes, and obviously you can't actually remove him from office, I mean, just numbers-wise,
no
matter how big impeachment case, because you need two-thirds of the Senate. So, you know, what's happened in the two attempts? I mean, as you said, Bill Clinton's number shot up, huge favorable, rolled an election, you know, the month later on midterms. You know, Donald Trump, highest favorables of his presidency were right when, you know, the impeachment attempt failed in the Senate. So, I mean, technically it was impeached in the House, but they right. failed, you know, to convict in the Senate. So, you know, the history's not good on the party that presses impeachment. I just don't think it's good calculus.
Okay, so what about Kevin McCarthy? Will he make all this? Is he going to go away? What's going to happen?
Well, Matt Gaetz just floated again that there could be a, you know, vote to vacate the speakership, which, you know, anyone can do. You know, so obviously it just takes one member to, you know, to start that process. But, you know, he's sitting here on a 4-vote margin. I mean, you know, if Republicans had rolled a 20 or 30 vote win, you know, then you aren't as worried as a speaker. But when you're dealing on someone only needing to put together 5 votes, or, you know, a couple people staying home because of health issues, and suddenly you only need 2 Republican votes, you know, or something. So he's always going to be stuck in that for the duration of this term.
Yeah. John, why don't we do things like, I don't know, say do something about, I don't know, border, inflation. A woman gets, a 60-year-old woman gets beat up for 2 full minutes on a New York subway. Maybe we could fix a few things that really, truly matter to everyday people.
That's right. And, you know, crime is certainly the biggest winning issue for Republicans. But, you know, borders certainly been a big one as well. Now, what the real conservative caucus would say is, hey, part of what we want is in the spending deal, we want to get through the provisions we're trying to push on the border. So, you know, they would argue that they are pushing for border security through the budget process. But, you know, obviously you don't have the votes to overcome a veto on anything. So what can you get out of that? Can you hold Biden's feet to the fire on border? Yeah, that's a tough one, but it's just when you're staring at September 30th government shutdown, yeah, that's an awfully tough timeline.
Yeah, and again, my brother Johnny says it's the fruits of their labor. Let's see how that whole defund the police has gone. Guess what? Crime went crazy. Is that a shock? You don't have to be very smart to know that and to understand that if you don't have consequences or bad behavior, the behavior gets worse. So can you put the genie back in the bottle and all of a sudden crack down on them, or you can't grab their shoulder because you police brutality? It's crazy, John.
The emboldened and you know, just obviously we all watch the videos. California now, just the systematic rushing through stores and clearing them out, and yeah, it's communities who lose their stores. I mean, that's the problem. It's the whole community who now doesn't have the place to shop, because you can no longer conduct business with that kind of crime rate.
This kind of policy, you know, hurts blacks more than anyone. I mean, Southside of Chicago lost their Walmart. Where are they going to shop? I mean, it's just so unfair that we are sitting here, you know, criticizing police to lead to this after 6 years of absolute anarchy in some parts. Did you see in Austin, Texas, John Pudner, police were telling people to call 311 and report their robbery online because they don't have enough people? That's Austin, Texas.
That's right. And I forget the location where the police force finally all just walked off in the one town. So yeah, we're done, not dealing with it. Yeah. And do you remember Minneapolis, even where obviously there was a tragedy with George Floyd, but even there, the defund the police, at the ballot lost. Yeah, it lost. You have black leaders come out and say, we can't do this. So, even at the epicenter, the community said, I'm sorry, we need policing. I'm sure all those people wanted those police involved in that incident, probably all wanted them convicted and everything else, but they weren't going to vote to defund the police department, no longer have protection.
John Pudner, how can people find Take Back Action Fund?
We try to keep it simple. If you just leave the fund off of the website, it's takebackaction.org. It is an ORG, and we always love to continue to build the chapter down there in our south a few hours.
Always love talking to you, John. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
On the Chapman's Towing phone line, John Pudner, P-U-D-N-E-R, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, takebackaction.com. Let's check sports headlines on ESPN 93.5.
Quite a game for the St. Louis Cardinals with their 10-6 win over Atlanta. A 6:20 start today here on ESPN 93.5. Let's get your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. Last night at Truist Park in Atlanta, the Cardinals played long ball with a long ball hitting Atlanta team. Home runs by O'Neill, 2 for Gorman, 1 for Walker, and a 10-6 win.
Really big win for the Cardinals, and great for Jordan Walker to do that in front of so many family and friends in Atlanta where he grew up. Miles Michaelis picked up the victory. He got a quality start in the game. He did give up 3 solo home runs, but this is a very good Braves team. The Braves came back late in the game, and nice to have Ryan Helsley finish it off in the ninth.
Well, the Cardinals were able to build a big lead, but 2 runs in the sixth and 3 in the eighth inning made it interesting until Gorman put a charge into a second home run.
And also great defense along the way. Tommy Edman made 2 spectacular plays in center. Nootbaar made a nice play in right.
The Cardinals go for 2 in a row in Atlanta and 3 in a row overall behind Dakota Hudson. But in the way, Spencer Strider, 16-4. On the air tonight from Atlanta at 5:25, Ricky will go over the lineups. I'll bring you the first pitch at 6:20.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
Cubs had a great game, 11-8 over San Francisco. They had a 6-run seventh inning. Did you capture any on it?
Morrell drives one in the air. Deep center field. It's got a chance. Go!
Christopher Morrell, 3-run homer.
3-run homer.
And
Chris
there go
Morrell.
The Cubbies, 11 over 500 for the first time this year. The Cubbies firmly in the playoffs at this minute.
Yes, I love that. And it's a 1:20 start if you want to listen in over on US 105.9. Kansas City beat the Chicago White Sox. That final was 7-6. They've got a 6:40 start. Coming up this weekend on Sunday, it's the Bears and Packers with a 3:25 start from Soldier Field. If you want to catch the action at Pia's, they'll have a patio party and grilling out starting at noon.
Fox Business Minute coming up next.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. Hope the holiday spell treated you kindly. Weather, by and large, did, although the heat and humidity are certainly into play, and that was evident certainly from Saturday on and includes the next couple of days across the area. As we tickle 90 this afternoon, still can't rule out a stray shower this morning. And maybe an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. South wind and humidity levels will again climb. Warm and humid for tonight. An isolated shower or thunderstorm around in spots this evening. Low down to 74. Tomorrow will be approaching cold front later in the day. Very warm and humid. Partly sunny sky and a couple of showers, thunderstorms again later morning into the afternoon. The high around 87 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms earlier tomorrow night. Winds will shift to west northwest and a low down to 63. Cooler and less humid for the day on Thursday. Partly sunny and 76 up to 75 on Friday. Mid 70s Saturday. Upper 70s. Sunday and Monday. Next chance for a couple of showers in here either late Tuesday or Wednesday of next week with temperatures near seasonal levels. For CPG Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
All right, Stevers are back for September. Ladies and gentlemen, stand by. Don't want to miss this one.
At Busey Bank, we're proud to serve our local community through financial guidance and community investment. Offering sound advice and actionable insight, Busey builds financial strength, supports homeownership dreams, and offers customized lending strategies, connecting with our neighbors to build stronger communities. UC Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini.
Tappan's Towing, team of experienced
towers. I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
United Airlines says it's paying 20% more for jet fuel than it was about 2 months ago. The company didn't update its earnings forecast. Streaming company Roku is planning to lay off 10% of its staff, hundreds of workers. Roku is making other cuts, shrinking office space, cutting expenses, and limiting hiring. Elon Musk borrowed $1 billion from SpaceX in the same month he acquired Twitter, now known as X. Musk is also chief executive of SpaceX. The Wall Street Journal says he paid the loan back with interest. Toyota is about to offer its super luxury car outside Japan for the first time. The Century generally was reserved for Japan's emperor, corporate executives, and government leaders there. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
I'm Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom. Join me for my brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Listeners of Everything Will Be Okay will gravitate toward this podcast too. Every Monday, I'm going to talk to people I trust in politics as they tell me what they're seeing and thinking in the 2024 election cycle. As they prep me to cover the upcoming election, they'll prep you, the voters, too. Make sure you subscribe to this series on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
Tappan's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tappanstowing.com.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atah Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc., fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS. 435-120.
When you've got an emergency, call Dogtown Heating and Air. Whether it's HVAC repair, plumbing repair, or choosing a new system for your home, Dogtown is here for you. They're an independently owned Lennox dealer, and they offer financing and repair for all makes and models. They also offer a maintenance program to protect and prolong the life of your equipment. Open 24/7 for your needs. Call Dogtown Heating and Air at 217-841-4728. That's 841-4728. Online at DogtownHeatingAndAir.com.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at KelseyFurniture.com. That's KelseyFurniture.com.
No matter what, it takes a great team to win. And in Fairbury, Aftershock Decals and Design wins consistently. And it's the all-star team that makes it happen. Do you have what it takes to be a part of this winning team? Aftershock Decals and Designs is recruiting. If you are looking to join this all-star team and you have 2 years of experience in either graphics design or wrap installations, we want you. AftershockDD.com/jobs. Aftershock Decals and Design is an equal opportunity employer. That's a wrap. Get noticed.
All right. So we've got Fighting Illini football Friday night. Go to Kansas. Going to be nice weather out there, I guess. So Aaron Henry, the defensive coordinator.
We made a lot of bonehead penalties, you know. We had, I think, three or four massive penalties that led to points. If we get off the field on a couple of those third downs as well, we end up getting penalties that end up extending it. It's about a different ball game, And so game one, I didn't want it to go that way. Glad we got the win. Obviously, you can definitely teach from that and they can grow and learn from it. But it's just fundamental things we got to clean up just in terms of after the play. You know what I'm saying? We got to make sure we can't penalize after the play. We got to make sure that we're a lot smarter in our decision making after the play, and then I got to do a better job of putting those guys in position to have success. You know what I'm saying? And so I think in the latter part of the game we did a much better job at that in adjusting.
That's Aaron Henry, the defensive coordinator, first year doing that. Barry Lunny, the offensive coordinator, about our new quarterback Luke Altmaier.
He had poise and a
in a kind of a tough situation and did what a quarterback's supposed to do, helped his team win the game. So that part of it was really positive. I thought he did a really nice job of, you know, in the run game part of it. And it's one of the reasons that, you know, it was very lucrative to us to go and recruit, because I knew that he did. I knew that he could run. You could see that on his film. And you know, one of the things that was cool is, like, one of the first things we saw, I think I've talked to you guys about this, I remember watching his film when he was a true freshman against Baylor and got thrust in a kind of a tough situation. The boys just stood in the pocket and threw some great balls and got just absolutely smoked, you know, and never took his eyes off the ball and the receiver. And that's a really strong, you know, indicator that a guy's got toughness. And certainly he showed that part of it in the game on Saturday.
Yeah, we got Luke Altmaier every Monday now after 4 o'clock with Lontae and Derek Piper.
Mm-hmm.
And he was terrific. And yesterday we ran it on Tuesday because of Labor Day. And, of course, Jay Layman was yesterday, mm-hmm. and he was terrific as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we got Kansas. We're 3.5-point underdogs. Kansas is a really good quarterback that did not play Saturday, but is expected to play against us this Friday. He's the guy that got hurt last year. Kansas still went to a bowl. I believe they won their bowl game. And they're much improved. Their offense is high-powered and probably going to score a lot of points on us. And I think we can score on them. So this could be 30-something to 30-something. I mean, it could be that kind of a game.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens, but it's only 2 nights away. The team leaves tomorrow.
That's right.
Week, and then they've got, if you look at it the other way, they got another 8 days off. Play Friday night, not until a week from Saturday, so they got a little extra time to heal.
Our defensive back, Miles Scott, with 6 tackles, got the co-Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week.
And the pick 6 is what he got, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's changed the ball game. We don't win the game without that, I don't think so. All right, it's Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen. We got Ed and Johnny standing by. And somebody told me recently, they hear this segment. They say, sometimes it's kind of far out there, but I don't find myself disagreeing ever. So, anyway,
did they take you over to the side of the room and whisper that to you?
Not particularly in this one. They were in a safe zone. Safe zone.
Exactly.
Normally, people have to lean in. I appreciate what you're doing. Exactly. You can't say I listen to you, but anyway, we're really probably the only ones talking boldly about things that are wrong and the stuff we need to fix for sure. The fact that we support our police and bold things like that in the day you'd never think, he supports police. He's controversial.
Right.
What? Anyway, a lot of common sense is missing right now from our common day lexicon of speech and our, you know, discussions.
And we love hearing from you at 217-359-2255, our Tapman's Towing phone line.
All you have to do to find out anything about anybody, say, hey, do you support police? And if they say, no, they're racist pigs, then you kind of know where you are. Hey, have a nice day. Love you. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to probably have a fruitful discussion there. So,
right.
All of our guests appear on the Tapman's Towing phone line. Ladies and gentlemen, the Stever, the program we invented so that I could actually get real customers for our clients, people that actually spend money, that they didn't hear their radio necessarily. They probably did, but they actually go in and spend money.
Uh-huh. How?
Because I pay for it.
That's right.
But I make sure that my partners are good. I don't want to pay for bad things. So Long Branch Steakhouse is darn good. Donnie Curtis up there at Gifford, Illinois, has a really, really nice restaurant. And people go there and they go, huh, this place? Whoa, that's unbelievable. Yeah, Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 9. That's all he's open. So I'm giving out $50 bills to go eat there. What do I have to do? Okay, you have to try and win it. You can win this thing once a year. There's too many people that want this, and I don't want you to get it twice. Sorry,
right.
Sorry. So what you do is go to GoStever.com. GoStever.com. If you've not won from Long Branch this year, good luck to you. $50. You'll go there within the next. I give you a little more time. So if you win today, get it tomorrow. You have a week from Saturday night to get there.
Mm-hmm.
So you get up to Gifford. You have your food. And then you click complete on your phone. And then you fill out your survey. And then I go over those with Donnie. And he really learns from them.
Yep.
It's wonderful to hear the response because it's really good, because the steaks are darn good.
Yes, they are.
All you got to do is go to GoStever.com and you can get in on this thing. It's a click accept. Thousands. It's very difficult to get 10 people to a meeting. Thousands of you have joined because some really ridiculous offer of free money to spend at really good places.
Yes.
Doesn't make a lot of sense for the people looking on.
Love supporting our local businesses, and it's something that people just love. When I'm out and about, people talk about this being part of GoStever.com.
Good luck to you. 7:30, Johnny and Ed next.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer with a new round of subpoenas for Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle, and other officials, claiming the Secret Service told the Biden transition team about the planned Hunter Biden tax probe interview in 2020.
The IRS investigation into Hunter Biden, which, as we've heard from the IRS whistleblowers, was leading directly to Joe Biden, was obstructed.
Comer on Fox's Hannity. Tropical Storm Lee rapidly building strength in the Atlantic.
Lee right now has peak winds at 150 miles per hour by this weekend. That's just shy of a Cat 5. You can't afford to not watch this closely because it's just too close of a call.
Fox weather meteorologist Brendan Merwin and Secretary of State Antony Blinken visiting Ukraine. They had to announce another $1 billion in military assistance. That, according to a senior State Department official. America is listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Neighbors in Tuscola said there was a heavy police presence at a house Sunday. The scene was near Justice Street and East North Lyon Road. State police say they were investigating a situation that happened there and said no concern to public safety. Police were not able to give any more information. The investigation continues. Champaign County Crime Stoppers looking for help in identifying a man who used counterfeit money at an Urbana Walgreens last month. On the 23rd of August, the suspect entering the Walgreens at 302 East University Avenue and made a paper money deposit into a Cash App account. The suspect handing $500 bills to the cashier later determined to be fake. Illinois American Water and Shaw Brothers closing a segment of 5th Street in order to retire water service and patch pavement. Maintenance being done at 409 East Springfield Avenue. Road closed between Springfield Avenue and Healy Street. The closure began Tuesday. It'll end on Monday, September 11th. Proceed with caution around work zones. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Here's what one shopper said about Pard's Western Shop in Urbana, 306 North Maple, between Main and University. He said, sure, you can find boots at some big box stores, but nothing like Pard's selections. They're unique, they're local, and they have an excellent store. So many people that visit Pard's in Urbana say the same thing. Pard's in Urbana, 306 North Maple, you can find the best boots in the world and shop local. Visit Pard's.com, Pard's.com.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Ben, and Vicinity. And this spell of late season heat and humidity continues on, but relief inside for the day. Tomorrow, at least an approaching cold front, we'll feel it on Thursday around here. And temperatures back down to more seasonal expectations over the weekend and early next week as well. And for folks looking for a little more rainfall, perhaps some of that into the forecast mid to late next week as well. Hot and humid again for the day today. Partly sunny up around 90 and a slim chance for a stray shower this morning. Maybe an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. Warm and humid for tonight. Isolated shower thunderstorm around this evening. Low down to 74. Partly sunny. Very warm and humid for the day tomorrow. Somewhat better odds for a couple of showers, thunderstorms later morning and afternoon tomorrow. And spots with a high around 87 degrees. So early evening showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night. Low down to 63. Cooler, less humid for the day on Thursday. Partly sunny, 76 for the mid-70s on Friday. Gorgeous weather for the weekend with mid to upper 70s for daytime highs. Overnight readings will bottom out in the 50s. For CBJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Craig Soldier.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, on Wednesdays, we bring two gentlemen on, Brother Johnny and Ed Martin. President of the Eagle Forum Legal Defense Fund. He is out in, well, and I just cut him off.
Get him?
Double-clicked him. Johnny's down at Bible study in New Orleans. Johnny!
I'm here. Where's Eddie? I'm in New Orleans, but
I clicked the button once. There he is right there. I got him.
Okay.
Eddie, I clicked it once, first day at work. How are you, Ed?
I'm doing great. I thought the NSA cut us off. Oh, well, you know, there we are. But, yeah, great to be with you guys.
Okay. Good to have you on. Good news. Joe Biden has just unleashed a $25 million new ad campaign. talking about how low inflation is, the economy's doing great. Ed, again, if you have a headache and somebody tells you you don't, do you still have a headache?
Well, you know, we're going to test that, aren't we? Looks like we're going to test the ability of the narrative machine to shape the agenda. I mean, you know, over the weekend, I thought it was pretty clever. Senator Marsha Blackburn tweeted about the cost of a hot dog and the cost of a bun and the cost of apple pie. Inflation, each was up 5%, 6%, 7%, 8%. Everybody feels that. Everybody feels it. Everybody knows it. Everybody feels unsettled about the economy, about their future. And yet we're going to be told, oh, man, these are great times, and there's not, you know, nuclear war is not around the corner because of our fecklessness in Ukraine, and the economy's great. And we're going to see. We're going to see. And you know, meanwhile, yesterday they sentenced a guy who was not even in Washington, D.C. on January 6th to 22 years in federal prison for his quote-unquote role. I mean, you could run over a family of eight in D.C., kill them all, and back up over the bodies laughing, and you wouldn't get 22 years. So we're in meanwhile, no one's marching on the Capitol today saying you're putting prisoners, political prisoners away. Nobody's doing a Mandela. Here we are. So I think the country's going to have to wake up and see what's going on and then decide how to do something. But right now, the powers that be are marching on the American people with lies and prison. And that's where we are.
And it's pretty obvious. So there's a point, it actually becomes our own fault. But if you go back to the inflation, Steve, it's an average of $13,500 more a year since Biden was inaugurated for every American. That's the average.
Wow.
And most people probably haven't gotten $13,500 of an increase in pay. And that means they're just going backwards in terms of just lifestyle and what they can afford. And that's the reality. And the other thing I always say is if you don't grasp reality, that what the policies have resulted in some pretty rough things, some higher gas, some war, some crime. And if you don't grasp that, that's because pretty much of this Democratic administration, and you can buy into, no, they're all the same, it was Trump, then we're doomed. That's all I can tell you. You have to grasp reality.
Well,
it's like fumbling interception. You got to do something different. Change the quarterback. Well, do something. Just make a change.
Here's the Biden campaign reality.
Rises, we raise the flag, a symbol of all that we hold most dear as Americans. Courage, opportunity, democracy, freedom. They're the values and beliefs that built this country and still beat in our hearts. But they're under attack by an extreme movement that seeks to overturn elections, ban books, and eliminate a woman's right to choose. Joe Biden has made defending our basic freedoms the cause of his presidency. The freedom for women to make their own health care decisions. The freedom for our children to be safe from gun violence. The freedom to vote and have your vote counted.
Man, I'm telling you, I can't take it.
That's all complete. That they're doing exactly what the ad implies the Republican or the other side is doing is what they've been doing. They won't even let women play sports anymore. And the whole thing is outrageous. And if you don't see it, then there's nothing. I don't know what else you could do. It's been pretty obvious for really 6 or 8 years now.
But,
this no compromise. This is our story, and we're sticking to it.
But if you think, Ed, if you think of someone that you just clench your fists about, they've whipped this up to where Donald Trump is the walking devil. You can't allow him in anymore. I mean, truly, there are millions of Americans, I believe, that are so anti-Trump. But guys,
you're missing the point here. That ad, when I listened to it, every bit of it was tested. Every bit of it's poll tested. They know exactly the buttons they're pushing. Remember, you don't have to convince a normal Democrat to vote Democrat. That's what they do. You have to convince a lot of conservatives to vote conservative because generally you're more critical in your thinking. But normal Democrats, 40% of the country, they're going to vote D no matter what. So you're in the middle. And they're doing things about the flag, and they're doing things about, and they're using the most persuasive gambit you can, which is fear. Make you afraid of something. You can desire something. You can hope for something. If you're afraid, that trumps everything else. By the way, though, let me segue to something and show you how the fear works. I don't know if you guys watched, and I know because, Stevie J, your audience, lots of sports fans. If you watched the Colorado Buffaloes play TCU on football this weekend, I did. I did because I was fascinated. I have a friend that played football at Colorado 25 years ago for Coach McCartney, and I'm fascinated by this. And Prime, when Coach Prime finished the game, he looked in the camera and he said, the first thing he said, thank you, Jesus. God is great. I'm just so happy. These are my sons. He said, sons there and all that. You're like, holy cow. This guy was the most famous athlete in the country except Bo Jackson. And he went down. He got divorced. He was drinking. He was doing too much. He found Christ. He talks about it, and he's leading the country. You know what led on the news for the next 20 hours was in his post-game press conference, he said something like, hey, it's really cool. You know, all these African-American men, we're coming. You know, we have a chance. And that people are saying, who are these guys? And they made it racial. And they spent hours talking about how, oh, yeah, you know, black men really have a platform with Deion. It's insanity. And I'm screaming at the TV, as you can tell, saying, why are you dividing us? Why not say there's the greatest black coach, the greatest coach we've seen in a decade, happens to be black and loves Jesus? And instead they divide us, and they're making us crazy, and making me crazy, you can tell. And that's the game. So by the time you're done, the middle of the country, electorally, 8 to 10% are going to be scared of Trump. Trump might come and do whatever. And frankly, guys, it works. So I wouldn't bet against it, especially when they...
I don't know how it can work. I mean, if you're going to look at what the Democrat has done just for the flag, Stevie, kneeling for the flag, denigrating the flag, talking bad about the flag in America, and then you hear an ad say, oh, the flag, the great... Yeah. And if you buy that, I don't know if there's any cure for it, Ed. I mean, it's just that
easy.
Right.
I agree with you, but I'm saying, you say there's no cure for it. Well, if you pull your hamstring, Advil will work if you give it 2 weeks of rest. But if you pull your hamstring and you don't have Advil and the doctor tells you to do X, Y, Z, and over time it makes it worse, you don't have a choice. And so a part of the country is being inundated by big media, big tech, and big government. Look, you think they're rolling out these sentencings in the January 6th in this time period? It's going to go on. They're arresting people every week now. You know, I get calls about it, and they're arresting people every week because they want the narrative. These were insurrectionists. You know, and so my point is, you're right. You can't. There is no cure. My answer is, I don't think you can stop what the doctor's doing, and the doctor is Kevorkian for America. That's what this guy. That's what's happening to us.
I think that I actually believe, Eddie, that the people see through it enough to stop this, but our leaders on the Republican side just don't. They're being pushed away from the process that got. They got Joe Biden in office. They're not doing enough about it. It's starting to kind of lean forward that maybe we should go back to the old way of voting. I'm right back on it because I look at what they're saying and what they're doing, and I don't think we're that easy or naive. Therefore, what's happening at the election box and locations, and if you look back, we just find more and more and more that it's way too loose. There's opportunity for massive, massive fraud, and I think they still have it because that's why they're sticking with their story. Right in front of us, we see this, and they're saying that.
Yeah.
And so I think the Republicans really need to focus more on looking where in the swing states can we look at some of the methods and go back to pre-COVID voting processes. And then, Eddie, I don't think their indoctrination. I think they've got
Stevie J, I can be very short and say I love Johnny's optimism and it inspires me. And just say this, though. That is assuming, presuming, hoping, praying for real Republican leaders, real people that want to say there's a fight. And I don't see any evidence of that. If there was just someone that saw there was a fight, the House right now would be saying, the Speaker would be saying, we won't fund the government. We're shutting it down until you give us 50 states that have auditable, accountable elections. And we're not going to, otherwise, everything else, and they're not doing it. So we're going to fight over whether to give $23 billion new dollars to Ukraine or $24 billion and $15 billion to the Maui relief or $14 billion And you and I are going to be having this conversation every Wednesday until the election, when we say, holy cow, most of the country saw through it, but that's weird. Montgomery County in Pennsylvania counted votes in the middle of the night, and what happened? It turns out Joe Biden, he's brain dead, and he won. That is so weird. How'd that happen again?
And 217 texture, the fraud of voting has never been proven in court over and over and over and over.
No, that's not true. It's been proven that there's been all manner of shenanigans, and they have gotten very, very few of the big cases in court. Remember, the Supreme Court wouldn't look at the changes of the voting rules in four critical states by the registrar of the Secretary of State. It didn't go through the legislation as required. They just didn't look at it. And Alito says, I can't believe that. What are we here for? No, to say there's never been voter fraud proven in court is simply inaccurate. That is absolutely not.
But listen, I'm happy to concede that and say this back. There has not been a single instance of insurrection on January 6th proven in court. Not one. They've tried and they don't charge it. So why are you allowing people to say that over and over again? And my point would be here is we don't live in a country where the only things that we talk about, the only truths or facts, are what's in court. That's not America. We have lots of other ways to talk about it. And the last point is, if you're so confident the system worked, then why not have it more auditable, have it more accountable? If it was the only thing in America that worked in the last 10 years, they lied about COVID, the CDC lied, everybody lied about Ukraine, everybody lies about our school systems and how it works. But the only thing that nobody lied about or cheated on happens to be elections. Okay, if you want me to believe it, I'm willing to concede it. And here, by the way, one last thing. I talked yesterday on my podcast with Christina Bob, who's an attorney for Donald Trump. And the one thing that they just did by charging Trump in four places, he has standing to litigate the 2020 election. So when he says, I'm bringing the receipts, which Trump has said, you have to say to yourself, okay, you gave him standing. And what's at, in all four cases, what's at issue is some form, actually the Mar-a-Lago documents is not, but in some form, the three cases is whether Trump had reason to believe the elections were problematic. And he's going to bring the receipts. So sit back, texting boy, and watch what they bring into court and see.
And Eddie, just take Georgia, Steve, that consent decree we've heard about, nobody knows what it is. There were no signatures required. So what you have to actually tell me with a straight face is, yes, they counted boxes and boxes of votes. They didn't need signatures, and nobody would cheat. Nobody would cheat. Now, if you can believe that, you're dead. I mean, that unfortunately, many, many, many people would cheat. And if you give them an opportunity, and it's that easy, they will. I mean, that's not optimistic, Eddie, unfortunately, but that's reality.
Yeah.
You have to understand that.
All right.
Now, so you have to have it tighter.
Final few minutes on the Tapman's Joint phone line. Ed Martin, Brother John at ESPN 93.5. I ran into a Walter Cronkite, John Kennedy interview, September 2, 1963. It was unbelievable. Listen to
board. And if the governor would permit the federal court order.
They sat there and talked for 20 minutes.
We'll have to see that over there.
John Kennedy wouldn't win any Democratic primary right now. He was talking about tax cuts. He was talking about we can't win in Vietnam. I don't think Vietnam happens if John Kennedy isn't assassinated, Johnny. I mean, he sounded like a Republican.
I agree with you. And by the way, Walter Cronkite was the kind of flaming, out of control liberal that I like, Eddie. That's the kind we need. they've gone completely off the rails. But you're right, Eddie. I don't know if you saw the meme by Elon Musk where he shows this kind of number line where he's standing a left, and then through his life, the line keeps going further left, and he hasn't moved, and now he's a right insurgent, and he says, "I haven't moved." And he sends that out to show how much things have changed from the left and the right, Stevie. And that's a great example of it right there. If you hear Adlai Stevenson, you'd think it was Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
If you watch one of his old speeches.
So, but yet the old line Democrats, it's not the same. It's just completely progressive. And if you don't do the progressive thing, then you get pounded down by your own people, I guess, and you're afraid.
You know what? I don't know. It's kind of a clubby thing. I can tell you, I hear
I still hear, well, my grandfather voted Democrat, and I can tell you, yeah. I know some of these grandfathers, Eddie, they would have never voted for these people.
Yeah.
Right, right. Well, the problem that the Democrats have is that if they do try to replace Biden, and, you know, yesterday Biden announced campaign staff, that he hired senior staff and all, I think the story, the unwritten story, of course, is that Biden wants to run and stay president, and so does Jill and probably Kamala, too. And nobody and everyone else realizes this is a real disaster. I mean, so there's a battle there, and RFK Jr. is eating into everybody's thing. But I just would point to something else, guys. The Republican Party has changed dramatically, too. By the time you go from about 2010 until today, the party goes from being purist on free trade, that you could never have a tariff, to being, hey, we have to fight fire with fire. You know, when it comes to the Republican Party, after 2004's election, everybody fell in line with W and stayed in the wars. And by the time you get to today, it's really a party that wants non-intervention. We don't care to try to spread our values in places where we know we'll lose our men and our women and our money. And so the shift is pretty dramatic. And the question, and Trump did a lot of that, even on things like labor. You know, there's a labor union threatened strike in Detroit. All three big three automakers may face strikes because the unions are saying, nobody's protected our jobs. And a lot of union households are saying the system that Trump was doing was more conducive for real meaningful work for us. And we'll see. So the Republican Party has shifted. And one of the things about this primary election is that all the guys that wanted to come back and argue and one woman about the old style, the neocon and the internationalist, globalist stuff, they're getting killed by Trump. Trump has beaten them by 60 points. So it's the Republican Party's changed a lot, too. And I think even on African-Americans, I don't believe that African-Americans will vote for Republicans because I think the brainwashing will be too effective in scaring them. But I think people are aware that the system is better because of what Trump was doing.
Well, I can tell you, back to the Republican Party changing, if you just knew anything about Liz Cheney 30 years ago, oof, just track her, Eddie. It goes, she just went right down the tubes with these kind of, I guess you call them rhino Republicans or whatever, but she was sitting on that committee, and it was really quite horrifying to me because I always liked her back in the 80s.
Well, I mean, did Trump kind of beat up her dad? He totally criticized Dick Cheney and George W.
Well, but that's okay. You don't start throwing people in jail who didn't do anything over it.
So,
I guess if you don't like Trump. But
hey, Eddie, how do people find Ed Martin?
Well, you know, over at, actually today I'll say go to EagleCouncil.com because you'll click through to see our big event in about 10 days in St. Louis. We've got a gathering of our key Eagle leaders, and your listeners are invited to come on down. We'll have great speakers and training, and we've got somebody coming in, guys, on Friday that is going to do a sort of exhibition of how to vote on paper ballots and how to count paper ballots. They did that in Missouri in a county, and the argument is, hey, let's expand this. And so we got a lot going on, EagleCouncil.com. And then over on Twitter, or so-called X, at Eagle Ed Martin, trying to fight the good fight amongst the lunatics and the leftists and trolls. So you can check me there.
And Johnny's at the most powerful event, Bible study. We need that, Johnny. Need our prayers.
Well, I think Eddie said it to me. You take a guy like Deion Sanders, and he said, thank you, Jesus. And look at the blessings, and look at him right now. He's just new man. Yeah. I don't think I've seen anybody any happier. Before they won the game, Eddie, he's just in a new phase of life.
Well, so, somebody in the SEC is going to be calling him this year. So we'll see. Boys, thanks for being on. We appreciate you both.
All right.
Thank you. Ed Martin, Brother Johnny. Ed out in Virginia, Johnny in New Orleans, Bible study. Time for weather brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
And they remind you lots of great things happening as soon as tomorrow. The free toddler art play group, the free dance it up, and the rules of the road for defensive driving for those 50 plus. Learn more at urbanaparks.org.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. Hope the holiday spell treated you kindly. Weather, by and large, did, although the heat and humidity are certainly into play, and that was evident certainly from Saturday on and includes the next couple of days across the area. As we tickle 90 this afternoon, still can't rule out a stray shower this morning and maybe an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. South wind and humidity levels will again climb. Warm and humid for tonight. An isolated shower or thunderstorm around in spots this evening. Low down to 74. Tomorrow it'll be approaching cold. front later in the day. Very warm and humid, partly sunny sky, and a couple of showers and thunderstorms again later morning into the afternoon. The high around 87 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms earlier tomorrow night. Winds will shift to west-northwest and a low down to 63. Cooler and less humid for the day on Thursday. Partly sunny and 76 up to 75 on Friday. Mid-70s Saturday. Upper 70s Sunday and Monday. Next chance for a couple of showers in here either late Tuesday or Wednesday of next week with temperatures near seasonal levels. For CPG Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
All right, Greg, thank you very much. It's college football season. Now the NFL starts tomorrow night. You need something to watch it on. Steve Suderman is at Good Vibes. What you got, buddy?
Yeah, football is here. We went to the Illinois-Toledo game Saturday. And I don't get to go very often because they're usually in the middle of Saturday afternoon. But, you know, Toledo might have been better than expected. Illinois might have been a little bit uninspired. But with the chips down, Luke Altmyer and the pride of Danville, Caleb Griffin, got it done. And I'll tell you something, winning is good. Our company was voted number one in the People's Choice home entertainment category, which is the three-peat, the 3 years running.
Congratulations. That's great.
It feels good. Thank you. You know, and as good as it felt to hold that trophy while getting my picture taken, you know, it's the installers, the technicians, the sales, the office administrators, all are the reason, all those people getting it done, you know, made that happen. So so I'm done bragging. Effective today, LG.
No, you're not bragging, you're informing. I needed to be informed of that. Good work. Congratulations. That's, right. That's great.
Thank you. Thank you. It does feel good. LG just dropped prices like jaw-droppingly, and it's effective today. So the Gallery Series, which is their flagship line, that's the one I'd love to have. You got a Walmart, those. But they're $150 to $250 bucks off, depending on the model, for the rest of the month. But the C3, which is the best-selling OLEDs in the country, they're the Velocity models. 2 weeks ago, the 65-inch was $2,099. Today it's $1,699.
That's a big drop.
A brand new model.
Wow!
You want pre-COVID pricing?
Yeah.
With better performance, that's what you got here. And jump, big jump. T-Mobile Internet, Rantoul, Gifford, Bismarck, Philo. There's some amazing speeds available for people who are underserved by the cable people. If anybody's unhappy with their internet that lives in those areas and others, give us a call. We'll put your address in the tool, and we'll see if you can get really, really fast internet for $50 a month all in.
It's Steve Suderman. Good Vibes over 50 years, and back when he was loading up the store when they were starting, Gary Wright, who passed away over
Oh, my goodness. Rest his soul.
And you know, it was Garth and, you know, what was the Saturday Night Live skit that had a movie? Wayne and Garth.
Yeah.
And they had this scene where I think Tia Carrere walked out and her hair was blowing and she had a short skirt on.
With this song.
Exactly.
Wasting away. Yeah, lost Jimmy Buffett too, man. That was bad.
Yeah, very they come good. In threes, and then there's the All-Star guy who was a little more newer, but boy, that was just three bang, bang, bang.
And I ran against another one, trivia. It was early 70s. The lyrics start, "Ben, the two of us need look no more."
Oh boy, no idea.
Little Michael Jackson.
I'll be darned. Wow, I forgot Ben.
Ben was Jackson 5 back when they were doing Alphabet commercials.
Yeah.
Boy, that guy could sing when he was 12 or 13 years.
Oh, I know that.
Anyway, we appreciate you. How can people find Good Vibes?
We're at 2010 Round Barn and on the web at gvibes.com. You can call us up at 351-0909.
And congratulations, number one man.
That's right.
Thank you, Stevie. Thank you, Diane.
Appreciate it. The news next, ESPN 93.5.
Term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you can save an average of $889. The Brian Hansen State Farm Agency is ready to help you combine home and auto and save in Champaign-Urbana. Call 217-344-1900 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual household savings based on 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St.